Hi, thank you so much. Yes, we have some good things lined up for you, so stay right where you are. And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News as we lead into the good stuff. They're not the flashy full-color magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in ag news. And you know what? Their readers appreciate it. They come to them for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online, tsln.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. Yep, there's a list of about 50 things to do, and I suppose we could come up with maybe a few more. Maybe a fall hunting trip for some Merriman turkeys, a deer hunt, maybe upland birds out on McKelvey National Forest or the Valentine Wildlife Refuge. Lots of public hunting ground here that's available for you to utilize as well. So if you're looking for a little getaway, come on down to North Central Nebraska. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And I've got things to learn before I die.
Didn't we do that?
Yeah, but I've got more.
There's more things to do before we die.
There's more. A person who is nice to you but rude to a waiter is not a nice person. This is very important. Pay attention. It never fails. That's a good thing to
observe that.
Yeah. And your friends love you anyway. Remember that.
Good idea.
Yes. Never be afraid to try something new. Remember that a lone amateur built the Ark. A large group of professionals built the Titanic.
Yes, indeed.
A husband will never get the last word in an argument due to the fact that anything he says is actually the start of an entirely new argument. I've never heard that one. And last one, I've got things to learn before I die, phrases to live by. Please, thank you, and yes, dear.
I have something from Dave and Bev Penn for you today called The Baptist and the Catholic. Just in fun. A little boy was walking down a dirt road after church one Sunday afternoon when he came to a crossroad where he met a little girl coming from the other direction. "Hello," said the little boy. "Hi," replied the little girl. "Where are you going?" asked the little boy. "I've been to church this morning and I'm on my way home," answered the little girl. "Me too," replied the little boy. "I'm also on my way home from church." "Which church did you go to?" asked the little boy. "I go to the Baptist church back down the street," replied the little girl. "What about you?" "I go to the Catholic church back at the top of the hill," replied that little boy. They discovered that they are both going the same way, so they decided that they could walk together. They came to a low spot on the road where spring rains had partially flooded the road, so there was no way that they could get across to the other side without getting wet. "If I get my new Sunday dress wet, my mom's going to skin me alive," said the little girl. "My mom will tan my hide, too, if I get my new Sunday suit wet," replied the little boy. "I'll tell you what I think we can do," said the little girl. "I'm going to pull off all my clothes, hold them over my head, and wade across." "That's a good idea," replied the little boy. "I'm going to do the same with my suit." So they both undressed, waded across the stream without getting their clothes wet. They were standing there in the sun, waiting to drip dry before putting their clothes back on, when the little boy finally remarked, "You know, I never did realize before just how much difference there really is between a Baptist and a Catholic."
Oh, humor, humor, humor. Here is an interesting idea from Jake Lake's internet column, The Connection, and some thoughts afterward shared by Jim Thompson originally. James Bender, in his book, How to Talk Well, tells of a farmer who grew prize-winning corn. Each year, he won the blue ribbon at the state fair. When asked how he did it, the farmer explained that he shared his seed corn with his neighbors. Pollen from ripening corn is carried by the wind from field to field. If the farmer's neighbors grew inferior corn, he felt that cross-pollination would steadily degrade his own prize-winning variety. If he was to grow good corn, the farmer felt he first had to help his neighbors grow good corn. Kind of interesting, huh? And imagine what would happen if each party in the political world was willing to share with the other to help solve problems in the country. As Sean Connery said to Wesley Snipes in that movie, "Let's fix the problem, not the blame."
Very good. That's a good way to end the program. And just a reminder, if you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, we always enjoy hearing from the listeners out there, wherever you're at. Be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.